Would you rather have your butt grow four times its regular size, six times a day? It is kind of painful and stays that way for an hour. Or always interrupt people with whatever you're thinking and it's uncontrollable.
Oh my gosh, those are horrible options.
You're welcome.
Speaking, I mean, everybody knows somebody who interrupts them nonstop.
What? Hello, everyone. Welcome to 1000 Crazy Questions, the podcast. I'm your currently sane host, Houston Pierce. This is a podcast where I have at least one guest week and ask them a series of crazy would you rather questions. We get to the psyche of our guests, explore top of the questions that maybe should have been explored. I take my questions from you, listen from a list of 1,000 questions. You can submit question suggestions at me at 1kcrazyquestions@gmail.com or at 1000crazyquestions on Instagram. That's 1000 on Instagram. And yeah, please rate and follow on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, Spotify, and anywhere else podcasts are found. It helps the podcast and I appreciate your feedback. And yeah, that's it. Let's get into the episode this week. This week we have on the overly smiley bearded podcasting filmmaker, Jake Green. If you want to introduce yourself a bit more to the audience, Jake.
Yeah, man. Nice to be on here with you, Houston. I appreciate it. I'm a filmmaker based out of Atlanta. I'm currently moving to Montana over the next couple of years. We're building a house up there, me and my wife, out in the middle of nowhere. Once 2020 happened and we got locked down and we got just locked in our homes, we were like, we gotta get out of here. So we bought this piece of property in the middle of nowhere, and we're building kind of a tiny house and dream out in the woods. So yeah, that's like what I'm most excited about right now is moving to Montana.
Well, yeah, future congrats. And yeah, I'm not envious, but I'm happy for you. I don't think I can do the. I had to say country, but I guess it would be country type living.
Yeah, it is. It's not going to be easy. That's for sure. There's a lot of manual labor involved. Like the road to get to our house isn't maintained by the government or anybody. So like when trees fall, you have to be the one to go cut it up and stuff.
So. Yeah. Are you guys going to get maybe like do the Amazon drone delivery?
No, I'm doing everything I can to not let Amazon know that I live in the middle of nowhere.
Well, how will you get things? I know, but I know there's ways around, and I'm happy for you. I'm sure you probably get that a lot.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. It's in fact, I mean, it's kind of crazy and kind of there are some dumb parts of it. But like I'm my granddad was a carpenter and my dad taught me how to build things. So like I'm good at building stuff. And so that's we'll get by just fine.
No, I got you. Yeah. You're capable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people, it sounds jacked up. Most people are not.
I mean, everybody has different skills.
I'm kind of part of that actually. So, I mean.
Everybody has different skills. So it just depends on what you're good at, what you took a liking to when you were younger, you know, it's everybody. True. And you can always learn new things. So like I wasn't good at making movies. And then I started making movies when I was like 26. And so now I'm somewhat good at it.
That's awesome.
I'm not great at it, but yeah.
Let me rephrase that. People are more specialized.
Yes.
And less people are doing things where they can be, let's say, good at accounting and be able to put a table together. Like it's either you're this or you're that. I think that's a better way to put it. Not that people are less capable, but people are more dialed in to whatever it is they're doing.
In general,
less handy. In general, I mean, unless your job is blue collar and you're building stuff,
I mean, like Malcolm Gladwell, it's all about like the more you do one thing, the better you're going to get at it. Like that 10,000 hours. Like I always liked the phrase. It's a very commonly misused phrase. It's a jack of all trades is a master of none. Mm-hmm. And everybody stops it right there. But the full phrase is a jack of all trades is a master of none, but still more resilient than a master of one.
Oh, dude, that's great. I never knew that.
Yeah.
That's great.
And so, yeah. But no one ever says the last bit of it because everybody just is like, you have to focus on one thing. And it's like, yeah, if you want to get really good at it and be at like top of your game in that field, you know, then yeah. But if you want to do a bunch of different things, you can. You just might not make as much money or be as successful in each of those things.
Yeah. I love that quote, man. I'm going to remember that. There's another quote exactly like that one that people cut off short. And my dumb self forgot the rest of it because I don't remember the part that people, you know, I know this was a famous quote that people cut off, but blood is thicker than water has a whole other, transitioning thing to it. And I'd have to look it up to remember what it was, but it the meaning is not what people think. And
you're right. I remember somebody talking about that. I can't remember the next part of it either,
but it's the same thing. In that there's more to it. All right, cool. I'm going to explain the rules of the game to the people.
There are two rules to this game/conversation. Rule number one, you must always answer the question, no matter what. If you have no preference towards one or the other, you say the phrase, flip a coin, meaning that each choice is 50-50 to you and that one is neither worse or better than the other. But that rarely happens, so it may not get used. Rule number two, whoever asks the question doesn't have to answer it if they choose not to. These rules exist because as the questions become harder to answer, the rules become harder to follow.
This week, we have a red band episode, so the questions asked and topics discussed. Wait, what is this weird? No, this is blue. Sorry, guys. The questions asked and topics discussed will be family friendly. Stay tuned. And everyone, listen to this one. If you want to check out a Raunchy Versions podcast, they're red. Go check them out. I encourage you. Just as interesting and ridiculous. And Jake, if I want to remind you, if you have any different questions for me or any variations of questions I've asked you, this is a conversational podcast. You're never interrupting. Quick but important disclaimer to my listeners. Everything is hypothetical. If you're offended by this episode, you can at me. Probably won't answer, but you can do it and support you. And lastly, before we begin, Jake, is there anything you like to ask and or declare? Are there any inherent judgmental biases you know you may have?
I'm sure I have plenty of biases, but I did my best to not prepare for these questions. I skimmed them just to make sure I didn't not want to answer any of them, but I did not prepare anything. So, yeah,
All right.
I'm fresh.
Cool. Fresh and blind. Let's go.
Perfect.
First question, would you rather lose all your creativity or lose all your athleticism? And by athleticism, I kind of mean all hand-eye coordination, essentially.
Right. Gosh, that is... Yeah, I remember reading this question. I think both would be absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
I think the thing... Creativity might have to go because... I think there's far more, I prefer manual labor when it comes down to it. Mm-hmm. And so like just being told what to do, I think I could handle that over a long period of time, rather than not being able to physically do anything that I like to do. Cause I like to do physical things. I like to build a house, you know, I build tiny homes and,
Oh snap. Okay.
Yeah. And so obviously you lose some of the creative aspect in that. I wouldn't be able to design the homes that I build, but I could have somebody else design them and then I could just build them and live in them. So I think, I grew up an athlete, so that's a super hard question.
There it is. Okay, yeah. That's what makes... Because, like, when you say you're a filmmaker, I'm like, how is he possibly giving up creativity? But, okay, you grew up an athlete. All right.
Yeah, gotcha. We're a big athletic family. The idea of not being able to, like, walk around in nature and do... Like, go hunting or, you know, farming or any of that kind of stuff... That's the stuff that I think would bring me the most amount of joy and happiness in the long run. Creativity is great and it's definitely key to a lot of the things that I currently do, but I think I could manage without the creativity that I currently have.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's smart. Either way, it's livable. You know, like people can think for you. Well, not in that way, but people can make creative decisions for you.
Yeah.
And yeah. And if you're, you know, not athletic, it's not like you lose your strength. It's more so you just can't be athletic. I mean,
yeah, and that applies to so many things, though. Like, you know, if you're talking hand-eye coordination, you could even stretch that to be like applying to driving. You know,
that's true. You could run, though. I mean, I mean, right?
You could run. I think extending it to running would change things because running. I mean, especially if you're me, who's going to be living in the mountains with grizzly bears and mountain lions, like that's going to be a key component.
My God, man.
So that might be necessary at some point in time.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you? Like what? Are those two things? Like, are you athletic? Like, did you grow up being an athlete or like, cause clearly you're creative cause you started a podcast that takes creativity. So.
Mildly narcissistic, I'd say, but yeah, no, I'm generally athletic. I like to do things. I like to be active. Mm-hmm. I don't play any professional sports, and I never really have. But I did play, you know, and I was in football for a year in high school. Played soccer mm-hmm. and basketball back in middle school. So I like understand the value of teamwork and you know working out, and being athletic in general. I appreciate those things.
Yeah.
But I'm also a guy who doesn't follow sports too much. Like I only sit up when the playoffs or Super Bowls show their faces and when the Stanley Cup rolls around, which sorry to everyone who loves hockey, I don't really care. But the games are fun when I'm there. Like you know, as yes. you know, there's always something when you're in the arena. Baseball is boring, except when you're there. And then it's like, you know, it's something to watch. So I care about sports enough. But I way more care about movies, music, things like that. So I'd have to keep my creativity and crap. This sucks though. I really would feel having no I say this almost every episode, but I never think of my answer, dude. I just put the questions. So this is fresh for me too. I pick creativity, but I would that sounds like it's a really tough life.
That's such a good opening question. That's such a hard one. And that like, I don't think a lot of people would ever really think about because you wouldn't pit creativity against athleticism. I don't think I don't think those two things sound like they're opposing each other, but in this scenario, man, that's a spot on.
They are. They're vital to decision making. Like if you lost your creativity, it's like I guess your wife's gonna dress you, and like I can dress me, but what am I gonna wear? Am I gonna wear the same thing every day, like a Steve Jobs type, and just be like, this is my clothing. Someone said I looked good in this one day, so I'm gonna keep all my clothes like this. You know, my creativity is gone. It's like if someone looks at me for, hey, what are we going to eat today? I don't know. What do you guys think? You know, like I never have my own opinion and I'm a very opinionated person. I can't, my life is honestly unimaginable. And music, don't even get me started. I can't imagine my life without creativity. I can imagine a terrible life without hand-eye coordination, but I can't imagine one at all without creativity. So
that's a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's me. And I get you, man.
That's so interesting. Like how many decisions of yours would have to be made by someone else if you had zero creativity left? Like that you're almost a bot in some ways at that point.
Yeah.
That's hard.
That sucks. And all you could do is logically think. That's literally all you can do.
Yeah, it reminds me of, I do real estate photography during the day when I'm not doing anything else. And what always interests me is some houses you'll go photograph and they're completely empty. So no one's lived there or is living there currently. And so the realtors will have them virtually staged. So they'll have, you know, graphic designers come in and put furniture in. Mm-hmm. And it's because people have no imagination. And can't picture any type of furniture inside of a room? And like, so that question kind of reminds me of people like that. Like, you know, everybody has their own skills, but like, if you don't have, I can't imagine not having the ability to like picture what a sofa and a couple chairs would look like in a room. I feel like that would be so weird to not have that, that base amount of imagination.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to be spontaneous at all. You're going to be a boring person.
Yeah.
We'll move on from this question, but man, life takes a hit.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Would you rather you only wear underwear as clothes or always have birds following you around and yelling at you? So they're going to have like human voices and they're going to be yelling at you. And I'm assuming, I didn't write this down, but I'm assuming I pretty much meant like, this is going to be only you can hear these birds because you're obviously something is mentally going on. So only you can hear the birds are yelling at you. To everyone else, it's kind of just birds. And yeah, they're squeaking, but they're yelling at you.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty even to be honest. I'm sorry.
My current life, I would take the birds because I'm in far too many professional settings to be walking around everywhere in my underwear. However, if you ask me that in 2 years, I think I'd be fine walking through the woods in nothing but some boxers. That sounds perfectly fine.
If you're in the woods, you know what? That's Bird City. Like, there's no, you know, like birds live in the city, but it's the woods. That's where birds.
You'd never have peace and quiet.
No.
I think I'd have to go with the underwear both ways. I need some peace and quiet. I can't have birds outside my window just yelling at me all night while I'm trying to sleep. Like, that is no.
Yeah, I mean, what'd you do? You can ignore them.
You like, can. Have you ever tried to ignore like a crying baby? Like, I don't think that's hard to do.
It only lasts so long.
It's true. I guess there are headphones, so you'd have to wear headphones quite a bit, or earplugs.
That's a good workaround. See, there it is. That's good. That's creative.
That would be the one. However, I'd want to be able to walk through the woods and not have to wear earplugs or headphones.
Sounds kind of dangerous, actually. You might want to hear things.
I need to be able to hear if a bear is walking up behind me. So, yeah, I'm going to go underwear with this one no matter what. That sounds way – I'm going to have to work out a lot more to get in better shape, but that sounds way better.
You're right. And you know what? Actually, that's a good answer because the idea of working out a lot, I think I might pick underwear for that reason. Because it's gonna force me to work out more. Like if I'm wearing nothing but underwear, then I'm gonna be working out. Also, I'm going to find a seamstress or learn how to do seam myself. But I'll stitch the underwear together and make a shirt made out of underwear. And that was my plan. Because I'm wearing
an
underwear.
Interesting workaround.
I'm wearing underwear. But I could put it over my. I guess I could just wear a bunch of underwear in like one of my arm. It might look worse. Would I look more dumb wearing pieces of random underwear on me than just underwear as it's intended to be worn?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Would I look extra like crazy? Underwear on my arms?
That's a good question. Do you, like, if you go out and see a crazy person in the streets, is it weirder if they're not wearing a shirt or if their clothes are completely tattered and they're wearing a bunch of weird stuff? Like, I feel like it's weirder if they're wearing a bunch of weird clothing.
If they're wearing it wrong and they're wearing weird clothing, like if they're wearing shirt for pants and whatever, like, okay, that's but if I'm trying to make underwear work as a shirt, yeah, it'd look worse. Okay. You know, I just get in shape. Like you said. Yeah.
You either get in shape or you become super comfortable not being in shape. So it's kind of a win-win there.
You're right. All right. We're moving on. Yo,
let's do it.
All right. Would you rather escape the grid completely? And yes, I know your goal. So I had to put this in because it's a very interesting concept. And have the legal, convenient access to the internet and other basic services.
Mm-hmm.
Or be able to grow any food and any crop literally anywhere in any season, but only when you are personally farming it.
Man. I'm going to go with the farming aspect of it. I'm going to go with any food, anywhere, any season, as long as I'm personally growing it. Because I think that would be, I like having my hands in the soil. Like I like, as soon as COVID hit and we got locked down, me and my wife we basically turned our front yard into a garden, and put all sorts of things. It was a massive undertaking. We did way too much. A lot of the food went bad because we had nowhere to put it.
Hey, friends, come over and let's.
The number of cucumbers that we gave away during 2020 was ridiculous. But yeah, I think that's much, like you get to eat so much good food. And like in Montana, where I'm going to be living, it's harder to grow many things there. So definitely. I would much prefer to grow the food. Okay. I think that answer. I like the off-grid living. So that's what we're going to be doing. But I don't know. No matter what would happen and no matter where you'd go, you'd always be able to be fed. So there's something to that is interesting. Because you don't know what life's going to throw at you. So if you can always have the ability to be able to eat, then I think that's pretty good baseline to start from, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I'm shocked you haven't mentioned the money aspect of this too. I mean, or yet, because growing, I don't know, let's say pumpkins in out of the winter is something like you'd be crazy. And we'd be like, how do you possibly grow that? It's you're coming back with all sorts of things that are just out of season. And people are like, how are you doing that? You know, and I don't know, even growing coffee, coffee takes forever.
Oh,
you need the right climate. Grow coffee in Montana.
Coffee.
Or wine.
Dude, yes.
Dude, the vineyards, they're expensive. They are. And for you to have that, just to plop it in the ground. I mean, it's a lot of work for you because you have to personally do this.
Right.
But
yeah, it'd be small batch coffee, small batch wine. It would, that is genius, man. I like that aspect of it a lot. Like I'd be able to sustain a ton of people in my immediate vicinity, which would be really cool. Be able to help out folks who are nearby and, especially in winter. A month ago, it got down to -45 on our mountain in Montana.
What?
Yeah. So there'd be people who would need some food, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that aspect of it, though, to basically turn into like a small batch farm. Since I have to do it all myself, there's only so much I can do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you can do quite a bit. Like you don't have to tend to everything every single day. Like farming doesn't take as much hands-on daily to each crop. So I'd be able to grow a bunch of stuff, and I think it'd be a lot of fun. Nice. Do you have do you have a farming instinct in you? Are you?
I don't think so. Honestly, I don't think I do because I've never done it. I mean, you never know until you try. But that being said, I have no desire to.
Fair enough.
Because it's actually arguably the most important job next to teaching. I think farming and teaching are maybe like the most important. That sounds very pandering, but I think it sounds like I'm running for something. But no, farming and teaching, honestly, are like maybe the most, because, those are kids, those are people, and you're molding people who will take on the next generation. That's youth. And then farming is, everyone eats, how are you gonna live? So I don't know, those two were at the top. And even though I've never done farming, I might pick this one because of how it's like you said, it's so useful. It's great utility. And I don't know, the first one I would like to get off to the grid. It's just so it's such an impossible idea to me. I know it's not technically, but at least with everyday modern conveniences, it seems impossible to maintain that and still leave, and have and get an equal to life or better than life to what you have. That's why I had to throw in like, okay, we get to keep some, you get to keep whatever basic conveniences you want and you're still off. That's why I'm like, it's almost an impossible thing. I don't know. Is there anything about the first one that you would like take or like, you know, cause it, I mean, you're going for it, but does that not seem impossible? It seem more reachable to you?
It's always seemed, yeah, it seems obtainable to me. We bought quite a few acres up in Montana. Mm-hmm. And our plan is to, we invited six of our friends and family to come live up there with us. We made this whole presentation, whole pitch. Like everybody gets their own cabin. Everybody gets an acre a piece, totally secluded. You can do your own thing. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And there are some people who are like immediately on board. Like one of my friends was like, yes, I'm in. My cousin was like, yes, I'm in. He's a big hunter, so it makes sense. Mm. But like my brother is more hesitant. He can't quite grapple with what it's going to take to live off grid. Yeah. And like up there, we have internet. We have Starlink. So we have very fast internet up there. We're on top of a mountain, so it has perfect reception all the time. And so like there are some conveniences. There's no electrical, there's no gas, there's no water, there's no nothing. We have to pipe all that in from, we have one spring on our property and we have to learn how to pipe it up to the houses. And it is a big undertaking and it is difficult. You just got to take it like one small step at a time. Like looking at it as one big thing, you're never going to do it because you can't, if you're just picturing the final product, you're not going to understand how to get there. And it's just going to seem impossible. But if you just say, okay, the first thing I have to do is level out this area of my property. Second thing I have to do is pour a foundation. Third thing, and, you know, and just go one little step at a time, then you can kind of see, it can be more tangible and easier to understand how it can be done. It's never going to be easy. Nothing's ever easy.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. No, you just laid some basic knowledge of like of building anything. Yeah, no, but I haven't thought of it that way, but you're completely right. You know, you look at buildings and you're like, how did they possibly, it's piece by piece.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's literally impossible if you try thinking about everything that goes into it, but it's piece by piece. And movies too, same thing. It's
for sure. I can't imagine like where would you even start to be like, I know exactly how Christopher Nolan makes his movies.
No,
there's not a chance in hell that you'd be able to figure that out on your own.
Even if you had Nolan, he couldn't do it himself. Even his raw idea needs refinement, I'm sure, or someone to be like, this has to happen this way. Or you forgot that about your own thing. You're right. You know, even from a writing point of view, you're right, man. That's cool though. I feel like I actually learned something about that.
I mean, I could go on and on about building in the mountains, man. We bought it in 2020. So we've been building stuff and clearing roads and, you know, planning and getting designs drawn up and all, like it's just a long process. We're going to make a show about it too. In a podcast.
It sounds like you could, man. Yeah, no, it's a lot, especially, I mean, people love the before and after thing. It's not like you like it, you know. It's not like if you guys don't whatever make it, then it won't be worth filming. Because I'm sure it will be. But
yeah.
Especially like knowing like where are they now? Oh, they did it. They're living there. Like it works. Yeah, and they're actually growing. Like really, that'd be crazy.
It's gonna be a wild ride.
That's off to you, man. That's awesome. Next question. This one's back to being simple, I guess. Would you rather have extra long legs or have extra long arms?
Yeah, this one is one that I actually did answer immediately.
Oh, okay.
It's arms. It's arms. That I fly a lot. If I had legs that were any longer than what I've got, I could never fly again. That flying with my long ass legs is already annoying enough. Like, I hate it so much. My knees are just smash up against that seat in front of me. And if if you have long arms and you're on a plane, you don't even have to get up to get your luggage out of the overhead compartment. You just reach up, open it, grab your suitcase, and you're still just sitting there.
That's creepy long.
Well, I don't know how long you're talking about, but
I did think that long, but it's such a, to be on a plane and to see a man like doubly long arms taking luggage out, like it would be, it's a creepy,
it's weird. Yeah. It's weird looking. It reminds me of like, I don't know, for some reason, the creature from Stranger Things came to mind.
The thing with the mouth, the face that opens up.
Yeah, but it seemed Demogorgon thing. It seemed to have super long front leg arm things.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't watched that show in a while, but that's what I remember. So that's what it kind of reminded me of. But like, if you're sitting on the couch and you left your drink, you know, on the other table, you can just reach over and grab it. You know, what would be the benefits? What do you think the benefits would be to having long legs?
I mean, I like your logic, but you're speaking from a perspective of an already tall person, and I'm not that short, but I can speak on behalf of the shorter than the under 6 foot club, right?
Okay, so cool.
And your tall people problems, I hear them and they make me laugh. It's like, it's they're actually, I've heard that from, I have a friend, one of my closest friends, he's like 6 foot four or five, right? So I get, and I hear your complaints, but they make me laugh. When you're shorter, you have to compete more for like pretty much dominance as a man. There's something called, you know, I don't know, Chihuahua syndrome, or someone maybe coined the term, I don't know who, but you know, like the shorter you are, the more people test your might, try you. You know, it's like you look, you're at a disadvantage most of the time. You know, your reach is shorter. Your legs are shorter, so people who are that short often have the biggest personalities or have to front more. They're more aggressive. I mean, Kevin Hart's a great classic example. You know, not that he's a mean guy, but you know, he's loud and he's in everyone's face. He's the loudest guy in the room, and he's 5 foot nothing. You know, like when you're, the shorter you are, the more big dogs don't bark. It's always the Chihuahuas, the little ones that yap and scream. You know, like they have nothing back. Yeah. You know, the big ones, they just sit there quietly, and the one woof, and you know, it's like that. And the same thing goes for people, mostly men, because we're expected to be taller. So yeah. It's that. And I said, this all sounds like I'm short, for the record. I'm not that short. I just know for a long time I was short. So, and like, and I have friends that were tall and short. So I see both sides.
Yeah. I was super short until 9th grade or 10th grade. Like I was the shortest in my class for a very long time.
And you remember then you were.
I do remember. Yeah. I do remember. Yeah. I remember definitely wishing I was taller at the time, but I still dominated in basketball, so I didn't really care that much.
Okay. Yeah. Skill can't overtake it sometimes. And personality and comedy and whatever. You can overcome it. Personality outshines. But
concerts, that would be a really annoying short and standing at a concert.
That'd be great to have long legs at a concert.
Yes.
Yeah. Or just, I don't know, just like putting, I have a niece, so putting like your daughter, your little cousin, niece, whatever on your shoulder so they can see something. They probably love that. And be like, do you need that from the top shelf, sir? You know, at a grocery store, you know?
Exactly.
Or basketball. I overlooked basketball, but that helps you there. Yeah.
Big time. Yeah. Basically all sports, that helps you, other than being like a jockey.
Yeah, it's very useful. I mean, it'd probably look weird because your legs are doubly long and gross. But you know what? I actually kind of pick arms too. And you know, it's for the reason you said earlier with like reaching across the room and getting a glass stuff.
Just practical things.
Yeah. If you give how many times I've been sitting in like the light switch, he's like he's just right there. I'm like,
Yes. You already got in bed, you're all comfortable.
No. Like I want Mr. Fantastic powers though. That's what I'd really want. So I stretch my arm as far as I want to go over click the light or
yes.
Yeah. That's the real about but having long arms is better. And it's closer. So
fair enough.
All right, cool. This next question is open ended.
Okay.
If you could create an island about half the size of Australia, where you could set the political rules, what rules would you set in place, and where on earth would you set this island? So you have, you know, free reign just to put this thing literally anywhere on the globe, and you get to, is it a monarchy?
Anarchy.
It's an anarchy. Everyone gets to do their own thing. Everyone's whatever. No rules at all. All right. Fire island.
So I am actually a very political person. So the first part of this question is somewhat easy for me. I am an anarcho-capitalist, which means I believe in free markets and basically the non-aggression principle, which is you are not allowed to hurt anybody or take their stuff. So those are the only two rules. And that's basically what ANCAPs are based their entire philosophy off of, which is you get free trade with whoever you want. You can do whatever you want with your own property, but you can't hurt people and you can't take their stuff. So that's kind of what we believe as far as anarcho-capitalists. So that part of it is super simple.
Okay.
Now, the real question is, where does the island go? Because there are so many benefits to so many different places. That's like the hardest one. I much prefer cooler weather, but anywhere where there's cooler weather, you're going to have far less food and there's going to be lots of problems with growing food and maintaining a society there.
Big island. This is a big.
Yeah, it's a big place too. So maybe it could it could be big enough to venture down into more towards the equator, with part of it still being a little bit further north. I mean, I would definitely put it in the Pacific Ocean. You got to put it. I think I'd put it between South America and
Africa.
Well, that would be Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, sorry. South America and what's over
there? And Australia. It'd be Australia and like Indonesia and all those little islands. That's just the most abandoned part, like the most distance between land masses is down that direction. And so I feel like that'd be a good spot if you wanted seclusion and if you wanted to really test out a civilization like that, that'd be a really good spot to do it. I think if you made it long, like if it's half the land mass of Australia, I think I would like to try if this is part of the rules.
You're the boss of this place, man.
There we go. Make it long. So only a few miles wide and then super long. So it goes through a bunch of different climates. There's a city that Saudi Arabia is building right now called The Line. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's like a 14, 15 mile long city that is just a direct line, like a pure line. It's
like the Las Vegas Strip. It's like one street almost.
It's not even, I don't even think they're going to have streets in it. I think it's supposed to be all walkable and the entire sides are made with glass to reflect all the sun and to gather some energy. So that it'll have some solar panels in the glass, but it's basically, the point of it is to prove that like humans can exist in that harsh of an environment in the middle, because it's the middle of the desert. It's a wild project, man. It's crazy.
And it's to prove something. It's to
prove know, that they're sinking $1 trillion into this
thing. Oh, wow. Okay. That's a lot to put into, and it's going to be a tourist attraction. What are they banking on? Like, how are they going to get their money back? I guess it's like, oh, have you been to the line? Is it like one of those things where,
It'll
I don't
probably be there'll probably be a touristy part of it. Definitely, I mean, there has to be. There has to be. They're making this. They're making a documentary about it. I
I gotta
actually
look this up.
interviewed. Yeah, I interviewed a cinematographer, who is working on the project,
Okay.
filming it.
Wow.
And he said it's wild, and super difficult conditions because, it's a desert. It's just sand. It's just blowing sand everywhere, and he's trying to operate a camera. So I would want the island to be similar in that it's narrow but super long so that it spans a bunch of different climates.
Got it.
That was the whole point of that, was just to say that that's why I
Yeah,
would
you
want
want
the
it
island that
long.
way.
Yeah, you want a long pencil, well, not pencil thin, but like really long. Would it be pencil thin? Would it really be like what, 1 mile long, 2 miles long? Because that's very thin in terms of like, the globe. That's
I was thinking like 10 miles wide,
okay.
and maybe not just a straight line, maybe something that makes kind of a cove, like a bay, like a big old bay, so that there is some calm ocean in
Yeah,
the
the
middle
ocean
of
would, you'd be in a pretty tough spot for hurricanes.
it.
And yeah, especially with a landmass that skinny.
Lots of
Yeah.
monsoons, that could
Yeah.
be problematic.
In the middle of the Pacific. It's kind of, yeah. But you're not next to any volcanoes or like your tectonic plates really.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, so
true.
you're kind of far from tsunamis in a way, but yeah, tropical storms can still happen to you.
Oh, for sure. For
And a big
sure.
enough earthquake could get you some waves. A big, so yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
I think that'd
All
be a
right.
good place to do it.
All
I
right.
don't know.
Cool.
The Indian Ocean is also pretty sweet because it's nice and warm there,
Yeah.
but it's a lot smaller. There's a lot more violence,
Volcanoes.
a
Yeah.
lot more
It's that's the
volcanoes.
ring
Like,
of fire right there.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess if you're in the middle, you're technically safe, because then
Maybe.
you're,
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I'm not a geologist.
There are pirates down
That's true. That's
there,
true.
though.
Man, I like how you answered the question though. So, like, you answered it really efficiently and fast. I mean, the politics of it all was like, I wouldn't know what to do. So the fact that you had it down is like, oh,
Well,
wow.
this is
Nice.
what I do, man. I run a podcast for the Libertarian Party of Georgia, and we're all about giving people all of their human rights back. And so that's what I would want to do with the island, is everybody gets
Nice.
all their rights all the time.
Yeah. That'd be an interesting island, man. I'm sure America would have a lot to say about it. But it sounds pretty cool to me, man. Next question. Would you rather be an A-list movie star, and that's the only thing you are gonna do? Like, you can't work on anything else. You're just kind of solely a movie star now. Or have a knack for making other people's dreams come true every time you help that other person out, but any of your goals or that you want to work never will. So you're great, a really great support type. Like, you can anyone else you can make it for them, help them, but your own stuff.
Man, selfishly, that is super difficult, but
Just be selfish. Just
no,
get the hell out.
I gotta go with help other people out, man.
Really?
There's way more joy in that. And I think the more you're able to help out folks around you, the more you're personally going to reap the benefits, not in a like financial way, more in like a I'm at peace and happy kind of way. Like I love it when my, friends succeed and people that I know succeed in things and do really well at their job, or, have a baby, or, get married or whatever. And I think they're, well, yeah, I mean, I'm a Christian, so I live by the
Ten Commandments?
Joy. Jesus others you. And so it's people before, it's other people before you. Obviously you have to take care of yourself a little bit, you know, you have to feed yourself and be okay. But it's all, yeah, I think a far more fulfilling life. This is why people drop everything and go help people in need. And this is why there are like missionaries around the world living in conditions that you and I wouldn't want to live in just to help people, you know? And I think it creates a far better culture of giving if you're going to do, if you're going to prioritize helping others, and making that out to be something that's more admirable than a movie star. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Devil advocate.
Yeah. No, please.
If I may, how much could you do if you are a movie star? The influence is right there. If you are an A-list movie star, you are next to Oprah and Denzel Washington and George Clooney and I don't know, whoever else. You are, your name is on everyone else's tongue. Like everyone knows your name. And even if you're not moved by it, even if that doesn't move, even if you're like, oh, okay, you know, even if you're a humble guy, the amount of good you can do by getting behind a cause or supporting or saying, everyone support this charity or everyone go over here or let's all do this, you know, and that's all part of a movie star's thing. Like it's, you're not going outside of your job. You're still doing movies, but you're able to give, move the world in some aspects based on the projects you choose to do, fund, or even give attention to.
So that is interesting.
And you can still help your friends and family out. And you can even help out a random person. It's just that you can't fully make that a job or a thing. You could, it'd be like sort of within your life.
Right. So I like that second part where you can still help out your friends and family. I feel like their view of you would be different and more people would be wanting you to help them. I also do not think that I think it's far better for humanity to impact the people around you in a good way and not try to tell or influence millions of people that you've never met. I think that celebrities who get behind causes tend to drive me crazy. Even if it's a good cause, some people aren't going to think it's a good cause, and so they're going to hate you, and it's going to have the opposite effect in a lot of ways. And so I think even if you are one of those celebrities who gets behind causes and like is very vocal about things, you're creating just as many people who are going to do the opposite of what you're saying as you are that people that are going to be doing what you're saying. So I'm not sure how much of an impact celebrities actually have, how much of a positive impact celebrities actually have on a society in general. And I'm far more interested in building that out from the center and going out rather than using a megaphone and just trying to immediately blast it across the earth. I don't know. I think that's more interesting to me.
That's a great analogy, first off. Yeah. And I actually kind of agree with you too. It's fulfilling. It's better to, there's something to helping others. It makes you feel like you've done more. You've done more. That like it's fulfilling its own way to help others. And now, being a Christian myself, it's the right answer technically. Like to help out others.
The question is, do you want to be a movie star? That's another good question. Do you want to be a movie star?
I thought about it, but honestly, not really. I mean, and the drawback comes from popularity. It doesn't seem fun necessarily. Like even if this let's say, you know, I keep doing this podcast and it catches fire and like let's say I'm a Rogan level whatever, while that sounds nice, I think the money is way more useful and I'm way more interested in that. Not that I do this for money or at least only money, but the point is like there's more use in money. being an A-list pop star would only be nice for me, at least personally, for the money aspect of it. That may sound very selfish, but the money is way more interesting. I could do more with it. I could help better my family, my situation, my friends, go to this charity, that charity, this church, this, that. You know, money mm-hmm. does things. Money makes a difference. Popularity sort of does, but I'm a human and I have my own opinions and biases, and I have, you know, like even what I'd say is good, I may be uneducated on something, or I may be wrong, or and then people will listen to me and then they'll overcriticize what I say or what I thought. And you know, that happens especially nowadays so much. You know, someone, even your smartest people, your Elon Musk people, say some dumb things. And you know why? It's because, you know, like they're, I don't know why I asked the question, just to answer it. But you know, like they may be a genius, but in not in that field, you know, they don't know what they're talking about this thing, or, you know, maybe like even the best business minded people can't really speak to, I don't know, what social policies and across the world, you know, like they, you can't, just because you're smart doesn't mean you're smart with everything. Like it doesn't mean you can speak to everything. And when you have a microphone that big in front of you, people expect you to have answers, or they expect your opinion to be like a godly one. And really, you know, like I'm just me. I can mess this up, or I could be completely wrong, you know. So I actually don't like that part of being being an alien. Yeah. And also, I don't even care for acting. I'd rather direct.
Me too.
On top of everything. Yeah. And to put the cherry on this. Yeah.
Perfect.
I don't care for being paid to lie. No offense to your wife, who I heard was a very fabulous actress. But that's their job. Actors, you know, you lie. Yeah. Anyway, you're a professional liar. But so I picked the other one for that reason. It's more fulfilling. Yeah. I would definitely feel sadness in that nothing I want to do would work. Mm-hmm. But you find someone with similar goals who wants to do what you want to do, and you find joy in helping them out. And I think that would be better. Yeah. Being an A-list, it comes with too many hidden fees, being an A-list actor, I think. Yeah. I feel like it would backfire in the way I wouldn't like it to. And there's less chance of that happening in the second one. So
And I love my privacy, and there's just no privacy with that. And
people
think it's like the price of being a celebrity is like you don't have privacy. I think that's just something people conjured up to make an excuse so that they can invade your privacy.
I think you're right. Yeah, you have no privacy. There's sort of a point to, like, you've reached a level where everyone cares about you. It's not your fault, but get used to it. I don't know why it's a country person. I don't know why this person is trying to sell you tires and tell you how to run your life, but this is how they sound when they tell you that you cannot have privacy.
Spot on.
That's how they always sound, right? Those people.
That is exactly how they always sound.
All right, if you're ready, we're going to move on to the last question.
Let's do it.
All right, cool. Would you rather have your butt grow four times its regular size, six times a day? It is kind of painful and stays that way for an hour. or always interrupt people with whatever you're thinking, and it's uncontrollable.
Oh my gosh, those are horrible options.
You're welcome.
Speaking, I mean, everybody knows somebody who interrupts them nonstop.
Sorry? Huh? I'm sorry, guys. The joke wrote itself. I couldn't help it.
No, I get it. I get it. It has to be the growing butt thing. Like that's sounds so horrible, but like, how could you ever go out with anybody? How could you ever be in a professional environment if you're only interrupting people with whatever thought goes through your brain? That is going to be, I mean, I feel like it would make for a great podcast. But it would be a terrible way to live.
I think it'd make for a really bad pod. I think it'd be funny for the first 5 minutes, like, oh, this host keeps interrupting. Listen, and then after a while, it's all right. Shut up. We're trying to listen to what, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. What's the topic? What are we? You know, whatever anyone's trying to say is always no. I have to say this now. It's that. That's awful. And you know, we all think of. Everyone naturally thinks of what they're going to say next. And, you know, everyone waits their turn. It's if someone just goes out of the and starts word vomiting, you know, always that's, oh man.
Yeah. But the growing 6 times a day and it's slightly painful.
Slightly. Like,
that's so annoying, man.
Slightly.
And for an hour, right? About an hour it lasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
6 times. That's so often. That's like, that ends up being like a third of your day where you have a slightly painful, ginormous butt.
You have a condition. You know, if anyone's going to call you out, it's like, what do you have to say about it? Yes, my butt is bigger. What do you have? You know, if you're a professional setting, let's say this happens and everyone knows, because like, let's say you're directing something, you know, like you're on set. That we need this over here, and Darlene, I want you to say this, you know, like it's you know, and everyone's gonna look, and it's like, you know, like it's like, oh, that just happens, you know, like everyone's gonna have to know, Jake's butt, this would happens, like you know, I think people are gonna be so, astonished. No one's gonna ask you any questions. No one's gonna laugh, and people are gonna avoid eye contact. It's going to be one of those awkward things where no one asks you about it. Everyone just seems like it's normal, and you're going around.
That's, dude, that might be worse. I think I'd have to make a joke out of it and have to make it a thing. Like maybe wear pants that, like, as they expand, they change color, so I look absolutely ridiculous. I don't know, like change, like make it look like a pumpkin. You know, have like the stripes for the pumpkin. Make it some type of. You'd have to make it into a joke, otherwise, it's going to be. Yeah, it's just going to be so awkward and so weird. And if it, I mean, it could do it at some of the most inopportune times. Like if you're in a job interview, and they don't know anything about it, oh, you're screwed, man. No, like all of a sudden you're just doing this. You're just raising in your chair because your butt's getting bigger.
You can't be not considered for a position because of discrimination, because that's something you can actually take to court. Like I think they discriminated because of my condition.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Like technically, right? Because it's a medical condition. You can't control it, and it slightly hurts. It's a part of your biology in this question. You know, like technically. You know, you can park in the handicap spot even, you know, you can, hey, there's a perk.
There's a perk. Yeah. That's a perk.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're going to be going out to the forest for a while, you know, but.
What would be the perk? What would be the perk of an interrupting person? Is there a perk?
You're honest. And again, it could, and again, it could be another thing where, oh yeah, we all know he has this kind of mental thing. Like that's. People would work around you again. I think it's another one of those things of, oh, that's just how he talks. He has Asperger's or whatever the term is for, you know, when people can't.
What is that term?
This isn't autism. You'd have some type of, I don't know what this would be, ADHD on Asperger steroids is what I'm thinking this would be. I don't know.
Tourette's. That's what it is.
Yes.
Tourette's.
This would be thoughts, Tourette's, like with your thoughts. Yeah. People would know. They're like, yeah, he is this way now. And he's always honest. He's a funny guy. He's the same old Jake we love and know. Just he can't control when he speaks anymore.
You know, that actually does make it more interesting. Because here the question would be, could I allow my wife to just duct tape my mouth shut?
Either you don't speak at all. Like, yeah, you could do duct tape and no one's never say anything. Or like you're still talking, but you're just, you know, because it's uncontrollable. So
interesting. That argument actually made me reconsider.
Okay.
Because I think I'm going to switch my answer. I'm going with the interrupting guy.
Okay. Cool. What'd you do? Was the answer duct tape? Is that it?
I think the answer, I like the fact that it's more of a medical condition. Like, I didn't think about that the first time, whereas the butt one definitely is. But like, I can go whole days without ever being around people. So I feel like that could actually end up working for me. And if people just think, yeah, it's a medical condition, he's just crazy honest and it's annoying. I think I could live with that. But the growing butt thing, I don't. Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Well, I mean, I gotcha. I have to play the side here though, because people would still think you're a jerk at first hand. You know, like,
yeah,
let's say you're in a professional setting and you're not at home, you're not around people who don't know you, and you know, like you're just that guy's rude. You know, you're gonna get a lot of that. Yeah, what if you're in like a place where it's supposed to be quiet? You know, like, so it's a wedding, it's a church, it's a funeral. Like, what about those moments? I just thought about that.
A wedding, that would be the worst one. Does anyone object to this?
Yes. Yes.
You're screwed, man. Yes. You're so screwed.
And you're like, what if I just said yes? What if I said me?
Oh man, yeah. That would definitely provide with some more, like, far more grand scale public humiliations.
It's funny, actually. That'd be hilarious, though.
It would be funny. Some people would laugh at that for sure.
Yeah,
you could definitely turn that into some type of TikTok account that would make millions of dollars.
People would call it fake. I mean, it would get views regardless. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, no, I'm going to go with interrupting guy.
Interrupting people is what you're going to go with.
Uh huh.
Interrupting.
Yeah. That's what I'm
doing. Okay. All the time. Okay. All the time. Be fun podcast. Speaking over each other constantly.
Yeah, no, I much prefer to do that than actually listen to what people have to say. I don't care at all what people have to say. You know, it's all about me.
See, as a fellow host, I get the narcissistic thought. I understand. It's about our opinions, man. All right, well, cool. We're gonna end it there. Hey, thanks so much, guys, for listening, and you know, thanks, Jake, for being on. I want to hand over the spotlight to you. If there's anything you want to plug or tell the listeners in general.
Heck yeah. Houston, it's been a pleasure, man. This is fantastic. I love the idea for this episode, for this podcast. It's a lot of fun. It makes you think about things in a completely different way, which I thoroughly enjoy. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun to be on. I've got three podcasts. Two are mine. One belongs to the Libertarian Party of Georgia. My podcasts are Liberty Libations. We're live every Thursday night at 8 p.m. where me and two or three other guys talk politics while drinking. It's politics and culture and news, basically. It's not for everybody, but it is fun for me and the guys. And then I have one where I talk about Wrexham AFC soccer team over in Wales. I'm a huge soccer fan, and I love that team. And then I just came out last year with this movie right here, Divide and Dominate. It is out on Amazon. It is about how people in power are stealing your power every single day and completely screwing over you and our entire society. So,
dang, there we go. As we've been talking, you've listed, like, I don't know, seven different projects and occupations and things that you are doing. I don't know, man. Like, talk about Jack of...
Yeah, Jack of all trades.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. Well, awesome what you're doing. And audience, let me know by comments, by email, and Instagram, any questions you'd like to add to the list. Please rate and follow the podcast. It helps out a lot. Share it with your friends. Share it with your enemies. And everyone stay safe. Bye. As always, follow my music producer D800 D-800 at BeatStars or SoundCloud.com.